Church in Reno, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, January 4, 1905. To the Church in Reno. Dear brethren and sisters, my advice has been asked as to whether the matter of establishing a sanitarium in Reno should be brought up just now. To this, I respond. Special talent is required to start a sanitarium and place it in running order, even though the enterprise be a private one. Before starting out in such an enterprise, our brethren should ask the advice of wise counselors. Reno must be worked, but it must be worked in the right way. Were enterprises started that would prove a disappointment, were the one who had taken the responsibility of the work upon himself to fail in his enterprise, it would be very difficult to overcome the impression thus made against the truth. Whoever has in view the starting of a sanitarium should consult those of his brethren who carry the burden of the work in fields nigh and afar off. We cannot afford to have any impression made by our medical work in the cities other than that God is our leader and our defense. When a sanitarium is established in Reno, it should be conducted in such a way as to be a powerful influence in the uplifting of the banner of truth. To those who desire to start a sanitarium in this place, I would say, do not move hastily. Consult your brethren. Attend the meeting of leading men soon to be held at Mountain View. There, many matters of interest will be discussed, and light will come in to help you to understand what is your duty. You will have opportunity to learn what it means to establish sanitariums and to conduct them on the elevated plane that has been marked out for our institutions. To our brethren and sisters in Reno, I would say, move cautiously. Enter into no enterprise unless you are sure that it is in harmony with the will of God. Do not loan or invest your means without first giving the matter careful consideration. Dishonor will come upon us as a people if a sanitarium be started in Reno in a hasty, illogical way. Such an enterprise should not be started without carefully counting the cost and seeing whether the work planned for can be completed. The instruction that the Lord has given is that those who plan to establish a sanitarium should consult with the officers of the conference before undertaking the work. To our brethren everywhere, I am instructed to say, let the enterprises already started in needy fields be considered before new enterprises are begun, else a large burden of debt will be brought upon our people. The institutions that are being established at the capital of our nation must have special help just now. The important work that has been undertaken in Washington, D.C. must be completed. Just now, money is greatly needed also to advance the work in the southern field. I have been instructed that means must be provided to carry forward the work begun in Nashville. The school in which young men and women are to be educated to go out as missionaries is to be firmly established. Special efforts must also be made just now to help the colored people. The sanitarium that has been established in Nashville for the colored people must be provided with better facilities, and those who are making efforts to build at Huntsville an orphanage for colored children must have help. With this, I will send you copies of letters recently written to others about the work in mission fields. These letters you may read at your meetings.